The hymn of invitation is hymn number 686. So if you'd like to mark hymn 686. The scriptures that were read tonight were scriptures that I chose for tonight's lesson. And I chose them because as we come to the end of 2021, we tend to reflect on this past year or the year that we're about to finish. We reflect on the things that we did, the things that we accomplished, the perhaps the tragedies that happened in our lives. It seems like this year, COVID played a big part in our lives, among the church, the congregation, whether it be attendance, losing loved one. We were touched by this in so many ways. But what I'd like to talk about tonight is I'd like for us to reflect on what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6. And our lesson will be taken from Matthew chapter 6, because Jesus in Matthew chapter 6 wants us not to focus so much on the physical, because as we read Matthew chapter 6, Jesus says that God provides. How many of us in here really believe that God provides for us physically? Sometimes we don't feel like God provides for us. Sometimes we feel like, look at all the things that I've accomplished this past year. Look at everything that I've done. But it's God's blessing. It's God giving us the ability, whether it be to work, to be able to live, and to do all the things that we do. These are blessings from God. And what I'd like for us to talk about tonight is that when Jesus talks here in Matthew chapter 6, he focuses and he says, look, if God is able to provide, if God is able to feed the fowl of the air, how much more valuable are you? And so we see the comparison there. If God provides for the fowl of the air, haven't we ever looked out the window and say, wow, you know, we some of us even put these things out to be able to see the birds, you know, feed the birds, whether it be food or the hummingbirds. We put out the sweet colored water to see the hummingbirds. God provides for these fowl of the air. How much more will God provide for you and me? This is what Jesus is telling us. He says, you know, we have to have that faith that God will provide. He gives us another example there in Matthew chapter 6. And he says, if God dresses the lilies of the field. And I've used this as an example before. Whenever we're driving down the road and you look out the window and you see the flowers of the field, the lilies out in the field. You know, I don't know what part of the year, but during bluebonnet season, you can look out the window and I mean, you see who's taking care of these bluebonnets? Who waters them? Do you go out there and water those out in the field? Who provides for those flowers, for those lilies of the field? Who provides? God. And so we see the comparison that Jesus is making here in Matthew chapter 6. He says, if God is able to provide for the fowl of the air and the lilies of the field, aren't you more valuable than these? In other words, he's saying, don't you think that God is going to provide what we need? But he says these things because he wants us to focus not so much on the physical, because if God is providing the physical, he wants us to focus on what? on our spiritual lives. And so God is blessing us and he gives us what we need physically. The other comparison that I see there, or that we read there in Matthew chapter 6, is that Jesus talks about the lilies of the field. And I'll let you read these at home because of the time that we have. But Jesus compares the lilies of the field to Solomon. And I thought about this and I said, okay, what if we were to go, if each one of us was to go into your closet and you get the best, the most expensive item, the most valuable item that we have in our closet to wear, and it still does not compare to how God dresses the lilies of the field. And so he compares Solomon and how Solomon dressed. And we know that Solomon had everything that he needed, and he was rich physically. And even Solomon couldn't dress the way God dresses the lilies of the field. So God wants us to have confidence in him. He wants us to have our faith in him so that we can focus on the spiritual part of our lives. We see another example. The other scripture that was read was Luke chapter 12, and I had verses 16 through 21, the parable of the rich man. We see this rich man that he relies on what? On him. Look at everything that I have. I've got to tear down my barns, and I have to build bigger barns because I have to put everything that I've done in these barns. And so he's depending on what? He's putting his treasure on the earthly things. He says, okay, now I can sit back and relax. I see this as, and there's nothing wrong with this, I don't know if they still call these 401ks. When we have a job and we put money aside and it's a 401k and we're putting it aside for our retirement. And I've heard so many stories, you know, and I've seen so many people that save all their lives, but yet they don't get to enjoy. This is what happens to this rich man. But we see that he doesn't depend on God. We read, if you read, and I advise you to, I'd encourage you to read the book of Ecclesiastes. Because we see there that he tries everything under the sun. And he says, what's the conclusion? He says, it's all vain. Without God, it is all vain. And so what Jesus is telling us, what he wants us to focus on in Matthew chapter 6, if God provides for us physically and he will give us what we need physically, not what we want, but what we need to survive. And let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 6. We see that the Apostle Paul there talks about that the love of money is the root of all evil. But the verses before, 1 Timothy beginning with verse 6. Listen to what Timothy has to say here. He says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith what? Content. And so if God provides for us physically, we need to be what? And I think that this is the key word here, is we need to be content with these physical blessings that God gives us, because God will provide. Verse 7. He says, for we brought nothing into this world, And it is certain that we carry nothing out. But he's talking about the physical. Everything we've gained here on this earth, we will not take with us. But if we make treasures in heaven, then we've gained everything. We've gained eternal life with God. That's the focus that Jesus wants us to have. He says, okay, God provides for us physically. So what I want you to do, he says, going back to Matthew chapter 6, he says, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, he says, but seek ye first, what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. And so if we want to be blessed physically by God and have what we need to survive in this world, then what does Jesus, he tells us here, he says, focus on seeking God. Focus on seeking God and his righteousness. And he says, and everything else that you need physically will be given to you. I will provide, is what God is telling us. And so we see here that God provides for us physically. I'd like for us to turn now to Ephesians chapter 1, because we see that God not only provides for us physically, but he provides for us spiritually. Ephesians chapter 1, beginning with verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has what? Blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And I'd like for us to think about this, that these spiritual blessings are only found in Jesus Christ. Outside of Jesus, we don't find these spiritual blessings. They are found in Jesus Christ. Verse 7 tells us, because in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So we see God's grace here, sending his son to die on the cross so that we may have these spiritual blessings. But it's in Jesus Christ that we find these blessings. And so we see, if you turn over to Ephesians, same chapter, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. So if Jesus is the one that died for our sins, he is sitting at the right hand of God. And these spiritual blessings are where? With God in Jesus Christ. In heaven. And so going back to Matthew, chapter 6, verse 19 says what? Lay not up for yourselves treasures that corrupt, or treasures upon earth where moth and rust do corrupt, or where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust do corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where is our heart? Where is our thought? Where is our mind? Is it on gaining everything physically? Or on seeking to please God, seek God and his righteousness. And so if we seek God and his righteousness, we see that we are making for ourselves treasures up in heaven. And we see that God wants us to bless us spiritually. If we have not obeyed the gospel, God wants to bless you. He wants to give you this blessing, these spiritual blessings. For those of us that have obeyed the gospels, the gospel, God is giving us this blessing because we have obeyed. The other verse that I'd like to read is in 1 Peter chapter 2. Beginning with verse 9. And this is what, when we have obeyed the gospel, listen to what we become, what God, how God has blessed us. He says that we are a chosen generation. We are part of the royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. And we are a peculiar people. That you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. So we see here what God, when we obeyed the gospel, what God, how he blessed us. He says, now you're part of that, you're that chosen generation. You're part of that royal priesthood. You're part of the king's family, the royal family. You are a holy nation, and we are a peculiar people. So we see these blessings that God has given us to his son, Jesus Christ. So going back to Ephesians chapter 1, we see that, so God, our Lord, be God, blessed be the God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, according to, as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. So we see these blessings that God gives us to his son, Jesus Christ. So if to this year, and if Lord willing, we end this year and start the new year, if we haven't been seeking God in his righteousness, it's never too late. Now is the time for us to seek God and his righteousness. And everything else shall be added unto you. We need to make treasures for ourselves in heaven. That 401k that we're preparing for, prepare it in heaven, not on this earth. And it's okay, like I said, it's okay. You know, we need to prepare for our retirement. They always, you know, it doesn't scare me, but I think about it because I see friends my age that are already retiring. And they ask me, well, when are you going to retire? And I'm like, well, I have no retirement. My retirement is when I'm 6 feet under. That's my retirement. That's what I say. But we need to make treasures up in heaven for ourselves, not rely, not depend on these earthly things. And the last verse that I'd like to read tonight is in the book of Ecclesiastes. And I think that these, after, if you read the book of Ecclesiastes, you know, we see that the conclusion is that everything under this sun is vain, is vanity, without God. But this is what he concludes with in verses chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. And I think that they're real easy for us to understand. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. That we need to, as we are on this earth, we need to what? Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. This is the conclusion that he came up with. After he noticed that everything that he tried on this earth, you know, was vain. He says, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. And verse 14, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. With this, we conclude our lesson tonight. If there is a need among us, we invite you to come as we stand and sing the hymn of invitation. Oh,